Literature, page 145, exercise 6.
The conspirators discuss their plot against Caesar.
Shall no man else be touched but only Caesar?
Decius well urged. I think it is not meet Mark Antony, so well beloved of Caesar, should outlive Caesar. We shall find of him a shrewd contriver, and you know his means, if he improve them, may well stretch so far as to annoy us all, which to prevent, let Antony and Caesar fall together.
Our course will seem too bloody, Caius Cassius, to cut the head off and then hack the limbs, like wrath in death and envy afterwards. For Antony is but a limb of Caesar. Let's be sacrificers, but not butchers, Caius. We all stand up against the spirit of Caesar, and in the spirit of men there is no blood. Oh, that we then could come by Caesar's spirit and not dismember Caesar. But alas, Caesar must bleed for it. And, gentle friends, let's kill him boldly, but not wrathfully. Let's carve him as a dish fit for the gods, not hew him as a carcass fit for hounds. And let our hearts, as subtle masters do, stir up their servants to an act of rage, and after seem to chide 'em. This shall make our purpose necessary, and not envious, which, so appearing to the common eyes, we shall be called purgers, not murderers. And for Mark Antony, think not of him, for he can do no more than Caesar's arm when Caesar's head is cut off.
Yet I fear him, for in the engrafted love he bears to Caesar.
Alas, good Cassius, do not think of him. If he loves Caesar, all that he can do is to himself. Take thought and die for Caesar. And that were much he should, for he is given to sports, to wildness, and much company.
There is no fear in him. Let him not die, for he will live and laugh at this hereafter.
Peace! Count the clock.
The clock hath stricken 3.
'Tis time to part.